I got some smiles out there. I saw them. Luke. Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I've been pleased. I've had the opportunity to listen to some really good sermons lately. Not to boast of you, Brother Dick, but your sermon was beautiful last week. And I know that God really blessed you in delivering that, and it was a blessing for me. Yesterday, I had the opportunity to listen to Brother Nicholas's sermon, April something, 1999, on the Sermons Online. If you get a chance, go to the CCEG website and listen to some of those sermons. But I had the opportunity to listen to part of his, and I was blessed. One of the things he said at the beginning of his sermon was that he counted it a privilege. I think he said to occupy this pulpit. I guess in my words, to serve God, because God has been so good to me, and to be here with you all. I count it a privilege. And I'm thankful to be here. In Brother Nicholas's sermon, his theme was, be strong in the Lord. And he said, how do we do that? He said, by being obedient unto his commandments. You know, we talk of grace, and how good is the grace of God, and how we couldn't be possibly be saved without his grace. But joy comes through keeping his commandments. He's given us his commandments as a good father would, because he knows the right way. And he wants us to live in the right way. Brother Nicholas said, there are people out there watching you and I. And he said, we are under scrutiny. You know, it doesn't seem like it as we're going through the day-to-day things in our life, all the things we have to get done. Probably doesn't seem like there are people watching us. But if we're living our lives keeping his commandments, people will notice a difference, and they will be watching. He also said that he asked a question. He asked, how well are you spreading the gospel of Christ? And he said that we have a responsibility, all of us, to spread his gospel. In what God's led me to preach today, is that gospel. What I'm going to be reading from mostly today is what is considered the Sermon on the Mount, but I don't know where he was when he was on this land. That's the account I'm going to read when he was on this land. But before we get there, I want to start off by reading in the 14th chapter of the third book of Nephi, found on page 163 in your Book of Mormon. And I'm going to start out in the first verse. And this is after Nephi told us why we should be baptized and how we should follow the example of Christ into the waters of baptism, and the promise of the Holy Ghost to come once we are baptized. And in chapter 14, it's talking about what we should do after baptism. says in verse 1, "And now behold, my beloved brethren, I suppose that ye ponder somewhat in your hearts concerning that which ye should do after ye are entered in by the way. But behold, why do ye ponder these things in your hearts? Do ye suppose that I said unto you that after ye had received the Holy Ghost?" Excuse me. "Do ye not remember that I said unto you that after ye have received the Holy Ghost, ye could speak with the tongue of angels? And now how could ye speak with the tongue of angels, save it were by the Holy Ghost? Angels speak by the power of the Holy Ghost. Wherefore, they speak the words of Christ. Wherefore, I said unto you, feast upon the words of Christ. For behold, the words of Christ will tell you all things what ye should do. Wherefore, now after that I have spoken these words, if ye cannot understand them, it is because ye ask not, neither do ye knock. Wherefore, ye are not brought in to the light, but must perish in the dark. So ask, knock. For behold, again I say unto you, that if ye enter in by the way and receive the Holy Ghost, it will shew unto you all things that ye should do. Ask, knock. God will tell you by the power of the Holy Ghost. He will guide you. Verse 7, "Behold, this is the doctrine of Christ, and there will be no more doctrine given until after that he shall manifest himself unto you in the flesh. And when he shall manifest himself unto you in the flesh, the things which he shall say unto you shall ye observe to do." And that's what we're going to read today, is what Christ said when he manifested himself in the flesh. He gave this, this Sermon on the Mount that we're going to be reading, he gave this sermon, or he preached this, these words, while he was at Jerusalem. Well, actually, I'm not sure it was actually at Jerusalem, but it was in that land, in what we now call Israel. But what I'm going to read from are the same words that he spoke on this land when he visited those who believed in him on this land. And that's found in the 5th chapter of the 3rd book of Nephi. Page 634 is where I'm going to begin, and it's actually before that he begins speaking what he spoke near Jerusalem, I'm going to say, because I'm not sure. It's found in the 32nd verse. And what I want to repeat here is the doctrine of Christ. "Behold, verily, verily, I say unto you, I will declare unto you my doctrine, and this is my doctrine, and it is the doctrine which the Father hath given unto me. And I bear record of the Father, and the Father beareth record of me, and the Holy Ghost beareth record of the Father and me. And I bear record that the Father commandeth all men," and this is his doctrine, "all men everywhere to repent and believe in me, and whoso believeth in me and is baptized, the same shall be saved, and they are they which shall inherit the kingdom of God. And whoso believeth not in me and is not baptized shall be damned. Verily, verily, I say unto you that this is my doctrine, and I bear record of it from the Father, and whoso believeth in me, believeth in the Father also, And unto him will the Father bear record of me, for he will visit him with fire and with the Holy Ghost. And thus will the Father bear record of me, and the Holy Ghost will bear record unto him of the Father and me. For the Father and I and the Holy Ghost are one. And again I say unto you, ye must repent and become as a little child, and be baptized in my name, or ye can in no wise receive these things. And again I say unto you, ye must repent and be baptized in my name, and become as a little child, or ye can in no wise inherit the kingdom of God. Verily, verily, I say unto you that this is my doctrine, and whoso buildeth upon this, buildeth upon my rock. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against them. And whoso shall declare more or less than this, and establish it for my doctrine, the same cometh of evil, and is not built upon my rock, but he buildeth upon a sandy foundation. And the gates of hell standeth open to receive such, when the floods come and the winds beat upon them. Therefore go forth unto this people and declare the words which I have spoken unto the ends of the earth. That's his doctrine. To repent, believe, be baptized, become as a little child. He says if we build upon that rock, his doctrine, that we can inherit the kingdom of God. That the gates of hell shall not prevail against us. And I believe what we're about to read is building upon that rock. I believe that this sermon entails so much of what we're supposed to do and be in this world. Light. Reading on in verse 44, and it came to pass that when Jesus had spoken these words unto Nephi and to those who had been called, now the number of them which had been called and received power and authority to baptize were 12. And behold, he stretched forth his hands unto the multitude, and he cried unto them, saying, Blessed are ye if ye shall give heed unto the words of these 12, which I have chosen from among you to minister unto you, and to be your servants. And unto them I have given power, and they shall, that they may baptize with you with water, and after that ye are baptized with water, behold, I will baptize you with fire and the Holy Ghost. Therefore blessed are ye, if ye shall believe in me, and be baptized after that ye have seen me, and know that I am. And listen to this. And again, more blessed are they which shall believe in your words. That's us. That's us if we read the word and believe in it. Because that ye shall testify that ye have seen me and know that I am. And ye know that I am. Yea, blessed are they which shall believe in your words and come down into the depths of humility and be baptized. And they shall be visited with fire and with the Holy Ghost, and shall receive a remission of their sins. Yea, blessed are the poor in spirit, which come unto me. And as I was reading through these Beatitudes, I wanted to add that same portion that says, which come unto me, because I believe that's what it means in each of these Beatitudes. I think that's the only way we're to be blessed, is if we come unto Christ. It says in verse 50, yea, and I think that, I don't mean to add that, but I think that's what it meant. I think that's what all these Beatitudes mean, by coming unto him, we are blessed. Verse 50, yea, blessed are the poor in spirit, which come unto me, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And again, blessed are all they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. And blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. And blessed are all they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled with the Holy Ghost. And blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. And blessed are all the pure in heart, for they shall see God. And blessed are all the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. And blessed are all they which are persecuted for my name's sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And blessed are ye which, when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely, for my sake. For ye shall have great joy and be exceeding glad, for great shall be your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, I give unto you to be the salt of the earth. But if the salt shall lose its savor, wherewith shall the earth be salted? The salt shall be thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men. What did Brother Nicholas preach? That we have a responsibility, all of us. How well are you spreading the gospel? That's what it's saying here. He has given us to be the salt of the earth. We shouldn't lose the flavor of the salt. Ask God the questions you have, His will for your life. What should I do? Ask Him. He'll tell you by the Holy Ghost. He will answer. Verse 61, verily, verily, I say unto you, I give unto you to be the light of this people. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Behold, do men light a candle and put it under a bushel? Nay, but on a candlestick. And it giveth light to all that are in the house. Therefore, let your light so shine before this people, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Doesn't say carry around a sign saying, you know, come to Jesus. It says carry around that sign with your life. Let your good works, your trust, your faith in Christ that brings forth those good works, let that be the light to the world. Therefore, okay, verse 64. Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, one jot nor one tittle hath not passed away from the law, but in me it hath all been fulfilled. All been fulfilled. All of the law of Moses. All of the law hath been fulfilled. But He'll give us some commandments that we're to follow. And why do we follow it? We follow it out of love for Him. Because He has been so gracious enough to us to give us His life. He sacrificed His life. And we respond out of love in obedience. Verse 66. And behold, I have given unto you the law and the commandments of my Father, that ye shall believe in me, and that ye shall repent of your sins, and come unto me with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. And who of us hasn't felt a broken heart and a contrite spirit? I hope we all have, because we have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And we should feel a broken heart for that. And we should be ready to receive His commandments, His chastisement when we do wrong. Verse 67, behold, ye have the commandments before you, and the law is fulfilled. Therefore, come unto me and be ye saved. For verily I say unto you that except ye shall keep my commandments, which I have commanded you at this time, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. Why is that? Because he knows the way. He's given us his commandments so that we can walk in his way. He knows the way to salvation. It's a gift, yes, but there's a way to receive that gift. And he's given us his commandments so we know the way. Verse 69, ye have heard that it has been said of them of old time, and it is also written before you that thou shalt not kill. And see, now he's going to compare his commandments with the law. And you can see how the law is fulfilled in him. And ye have heard that it had been said of old time, and that's the law, and it is also written before you that thou shalt not kill, and whoso shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment. But I say unto you that whosoever is angry with his brother shall be in danger of his judgment. And whosoever shall say to his brother, Raca, and in our Book of Mormon down here, we have a translation at the bottom. It says, Raca, a term of reproach or contempt, worthless. You know, I hope I have never said that to any of my children. But I know I've come close. And it's plain to see the way that God loves children. Loves all of us. What a danger it is for us to say that to one another. Whosoever shall say to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of the council. And whosoever shall say, thou fool, shall be in danger of hellfire. Therefore, if ye shall come unto me, or shall desire to come unto me, and rememberest that thy brother hath aught against thee. Does anybody have anything against you? Go thy way unto thy brother, and first be reconciled to thy brother, and then come unto me with full purpose of heart, and I will receive you. Agree with thine adversary quickly, while thou art in the way with him, lest at any time he shall get thee, and thou shalt be cast into prison. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, thou shalt by no means come out thence until thou hast paid the uttermost senine. And while ye are in prison, can ye pay even one senine? Verily, verily, I say unto you, nay. You know, that verse right there is not in the Bible. Christ made it. He either made it more plain to these people or that part was left out of the Bible. But I'm thankful because it's making it plain how serious it is to agree with thine adversary quickly. Doesn't mean compromise your principles. But it means be humble, be meek. And you notice how all these things that were just listed about, you know, not getting angry, agree with thy adversary quickly, all these things would keep you. These are things of the heart. Do not kill is an action that comes from the heart, from the desire of the heart. The desire of the heart anger enters into your heart and you start saying things. And then it gets worse. People end up killing other people. But you see how the law is fulfilled in Christ, in keeping his commandments, in going his way. Verse 76. Behold, it is written by them of old time that thou shalt not commit adultery. But I say unto you that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery already in his heart. Christ knew the temptation of man, the eye, and he knew the commandment to give us, to keep us in his way. Don't even look. When you're tempted, don't even look. Once again, he's dealing with our heart, not even allowing these things to enter into our heart. Verse 78, Behold, I give unto you a commandment that ye suffer none of these things to enter into your heart. For it is better that ye should deny yourselves of these things, wherein ye will take up your cross, than that ye shall be cast into hell. It hath been written that whosoever shall put away his wife, let him give her a writing of divorcement. Verily, verily, I say unto you, that whosoever shall put away his wife, saving for the cause of fornication, causeth her to commit adultery. And whosoever shall marry her who is divorced, committeth adultery. So what do we do? Don't even get to that point. Don't keep that out of our heart. If we have anger towards our wife, wives, anger towards your husband, get rid of it. Repent of it. Turn to God. Turn to your husband or wife and talk to them in love. Don't allow these things to enter into your heart. Verse 81. And again it is written, Thou shalt not forswear thyself, but shalt perform unto the Lord thine oaths. But verily, verily, I say unto you, swear not at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by the earth, for it is his footstool, neither shalt thou swear by thy head, because thou canst not make one hair black or white. But let your communication be yea, yea, nay, nay, for whatsoever cometh of more than these are evil. You know, when I read this, I think of many times I can't even be on time. I'll be there at a certain time, some place, and I don't make it. I just think how easy it is to not complete that which you've said you do. And he's saying, don't swear at all. Don't say you'll do something when you're not going to be able to complete. Well, don't swear at all. I'm not going to say more than that. Continuing in verse 84, And behold, it is written, An eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth. But I say unto you that ye shall not resist evil, but whoso shall smite thee on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. Seems like these are getting more and more difficult. And you know, we're not supposed to say something is hard, because we have the way. We have the power through the Holy Ghost to keep his commandments. But if somebody runs over your foot with their car, kind of hard to put out the other foot. But, and I mean, in even getting more serious, someone runs over your daughter. I think of I've read most of Fox's Book of Martyrs, and I think of the people who stood for Christ in that time, And they had to watch their children being murdered before their eyes. Not to lash out in anger, and they didn't. That amazes me. It's someone who knew the love of Christ. And they knew there was a world beyond this world, a kingdom beyond this world, a life beyond this world. And there are many difficult things that we need to learn in this life so that we can come closer to Christ. Verse 86, "And if any man will sue thee at the law and take away thy coat, let him have thy cloak also. And whosoever will compel thee to go a mile, go with him twain." That doesn't say don't say I don't have time. It says go with him 2 miles. Verse 88, "Give to him that asketh thee, and to him that would borrow of thee, turn thou not away. And behold, it is written also that thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thy enemy. But behold, I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them that despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good. And thank the Lord, because at one time we were evil, and at times now we obey that evil spirit. And thank the Lord that he gives us the opportunity to repent. Therefore, those things which were of old time, which were under the law, in me are all fulfilled. Old things are done away, and all things have become new. Therefore, I would that ye should be perfect, even as I, or your Father which is in heaven, is perfect." In the Bible, it doesn't say I. Even as I. It just says, as your Father in heaven is perfect. But he was resurrected Lord here. He was not under the temptations of the flesh. And so he says here, be perfect even as I, or your Father which is in heaven is perfect. And that's our goal, to be perfect. Have that perfect love of Christ. To conclude this, I want to turn to chapter 7. Verse 1 on page 643. "And now it came to pass that when Jesus had ended these sayings, he cast his eyes round about on the multitude, and saith unto them, Behold, ye have heard the things which I have taught before I ascended to my Father." By the way, I was going to read all the rest of this up till this point, and it'd be good to refresh your memory, to go back and read the rest of the Sermon on the Mount. I don't feel like I'm supposed to. Anymore. I don't feel like I'm supposed to, but I want to conclude here. I think I should conclude here. "Behold, ye have heard the things which I have taught before I ascended to my Father. Therefore, whoso remembereth these sayings of mine and doeth them, him will I raise up at the last day. And it came to pass that when Jesus had said these things, he perceived that there were some among them which marveled and wondered what he would concerning the law of Moses. For they understood not the saying that old things had passed away, and that all things had become new. And he saith unto them, Marvel not that I said unto you that old things had passed away and that all things had become new. Behold, I say unto you that the law is fulfilled that was given unto Moses. Behold, I am he that gave the law, and I am he that covenanted with my people Israel. Therefore the law in me is fulfilled. For I have come to fulfill. And because I said unto you that old things have passed away, I do not destroy that which hath been spoken concerning things which are to come. So all the prophecies of the prophets haven't been fulfilled, and there are those to be fulfilled still. For behold, the covenant which I have made with my people is not all fulfilled, but the law which was given unto Moses hath an end in me. Behold, I am the law and the light. Look unto me and endure to the end, and ye shall live. For unto him that endureth to the end will I give eternal life. Behold, I have given unto you the commandments, therefore keep my commandments. And this is the law and the prophets, for they truly testified of me.
Thank you, Brother Darren.